many translations of the Bible translate the word blessed, especially in the Psalms, to happy.
Yes.
So happy is the man who follows your commands. It doesn't say joyful. I mean, it does say many times there are verses that have happy and joyful, those words in the same sentence.
Right.
But it's constantly referencing happy. I think the whole theology started just because the King James put blessed instead of happy. If the King James had put happy in there instead, that theology, I don't think, would even be around. People don't think about what blessed means.
Right. Yeah, one of the things I talk about in the book is that the Hebrew word Asher that's used frequently in the Psalms, Psalm 1 and Psalm 32, happy is the one whose sins are forgiven, whose sins, transgressions, the Lord does not account against him, etc. That Hebrew word Asher is just a basic word for happiness, to be happy. And what's interesting is even the translations that use blessed, which is the majority, especially the majority of the popular ones. So right. If you take the NASB, the NIV, the ESV, you know, they've all got blessed. Now the Holman, which is mostly a more literal, a little less dynamic and more literal than some of the others, but less literal in some ways than the versions that I mentioned, it translates Asher as happy. But the New Testament equivalent in the Greek is Makarios. And Makarios is used consistently in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament, to translate the word Asher. And as a Hebrew and Greek scholar told me, when you see Asher, think Makarios. When you see Makarios, think Asher. There is a one-to-one continuity between those words. And in fact, look up Makarios in any Greek dictionary, and you'll immediately see that it means happy. That's its basic meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holman, interestingly, does translate Asher as happy, but it doesn't translate Makarios usually as happy. And I think the predominant reason is the Beatitudes. Nobody wants to mess with the Beatitudes. Blessed are the... And I remember reading John Stott. In fact, I cite him on this. John Stott, who I absolutely loved and still love his books. But Stott was saying, okay, this word means happy, but we should not translate it that way. And here's why. Because happy has come to mean shallow, superficial, or whatever it is. But so therefore he favors the word blessed, but then explains that it means happy. Well, you look at the ESV, which uses blessed, and the great ESV Study Bible, which I love,
mm-hmm.
and look at Psalm 1 and just see what it says in the notes. You know, so Psalm 1:1, the very first word of the Psalms is Asher, happy. That's the first word, and it sets the tone for the book. And it's a happiness that's in God. And in the note, you know, sure enough, it explains, well, it's notes throughout.
Right.
Where it uses Asher, and it's got blessed in the translation, and then the notes say, blessed means truly happy, yeah. Or blessed means happy in God, or something like that. But my response to that, and I say this in the book Happiness and the little companion volume, God's Promise of Happiness, what I say is, okay, if we use that logic, let's take the word love.
Mm-hmm.
There's no word that's more abused and misused than the word love. So do we give up on the word love?
Yeah.
Do we say, oh no,
so true.
Love has been, look at the popular music and all you need is love and the Beatles and rock music, it all ruined the word love. So we're not going to use the word love anymore. No, that's not what we do. We hold on to it. Or in the case of happiness, we need to redeem that word.
Absolutely.